So, you know, recognizing that most of the folks on this webinar do not specifically work with mutual funds and closed-end funds and companies that are designed to operate within the Investment Company Act of 1940, I thought it'd be helpful to kind of take a step back and talk about how you might kind of run up against the Investment Company Act of 1940. So really, there are two ways of kind of falling within the 40 Act. You can be so-called an orthodox traditional investment company. These are your mutual funds that issue shares to the public, and they're in the business of investing in other assets in order to give their investors access to this universe of securities. And they're defined by being engaged primarily, or holding themselves out to be engaged primarily, in the business of investing, reinvesting, or trading in securities. And so, like I said, these are your funds that where investors realize gain or loss from the entities sort of buying and selling of securities, and the gain or loss the fund realizes from that activity, really kind of companies that are designed to be investment vehicles in securities. And then you have your inadvertent investment companies. And those are companies that, the second sort of definition of an investment company is a company that owns or proposes to acquire investment securities that have a value in excess of 40% of the value of the company's total assets. Now, investment securities include any type of securities under, they're all largely the same under all the federal securities acts. Investment securities are generally securities except for interest in majority owned subsidiaries. And so the reason for that is if a company owns a majority interest in a subsidiary through which it engages in non-investment company business, it's considered to be kind of engaging in that non-investment company business through its subsidiary that it controls, and it kind of runs, sort of de facto runs, and therefore engages in the business of that subsidiary. So a company can kind of inadvertently fall within the definition of investment company under this 40% test if, for example, you might have a holding company or just a company that engages in non-investment company business through subsidiaries, but then it loses a majority ownership interest in some of its subsidiaries. And so then those interests become investment securities, and then it inadvertently wakes up one day and finds itself falling within the definition of an investment company. So, you know, kind of situations where you want to be on the lookout for companies that may accidentally, inadvertently fall from the definition of an investment company under this 40% test, or where you may have an operating company that raises capital to finance its operations and invest the capital in short-term, high-quality debt securities. So, for example, you may have a startup company and its only assets really are, some intellectual property, maybe some equipment, office space, not really much in the way of assets. And then it does a large capital raise, raises a bunch of cash. And in order to get a little better return than just holding its cash in a checking account or something, it invests the cash in securities. And so suddenly more than 40% of its assets may consist of these securities. And so it may end up finding itself kind of within the definition of an investment company. Another way is, an operating company may sell a substantial subsidiary. And again, it's a company that kind of suddenly finds itself with a lot of cash. And, in order to get a slightly better return on that cash and invest in securities that may constitute more than 40% of the fund's total assets. Again, you might have a private equity company that, owns majority interests in its subsidiaries. And so therefore those aren't investment securities. Those can be kind of good assets for purposes of the 40% test. And then, private equity companies have to meet redemptions. Shareholders might redeem out. And so they have to either give the shareholders in exchange for the redemption interests in subsidiaries, or convert those interests to cash and give the redeeming shareholders cash. In any event, it'll lose some of its ownership interest in some of its subsidiaries. And if it becomes less than a majority interest, and those become bad assets, and it may find itself with more than 40% of its assets in bad assets and may inadvertently find itself within the definition of an investment company. Just a couple other examples. Generally speaking, these are all examples where a company finds itself with a lot of cash that it invests in, invests in securities and may find itself within the definition of investment company, or where it just has few good assets. Like I said, a small company that only has maybe some intellectual property, maybe some limited amount of equipment or real estate. And if a large portion of its assets are kind of held in